Okay, here we go. Three Hasidic ideas from the beginning of the parsha. Learning should be in tzchus for shem of a bar tzibir if kabat yipso shachor Yisrael. Vayigash, I love Yehuda, Vayomar bi Aduni. Says Rav David of Kutsk, believe was the son of the Kutsk Rebbe. He says, Vayigash, says Vayigash, I love. He approached him. I love seems to be so extra. Says Rav David of Kutsk, you know what it is? Vayigash, I love means Tchila Nagash Elav Yehuda Elav. First, Yehuda had aroused it within himself. He had aroused the sense of love, the sense of care and sensitivity for Binyamin. And when a person does that, the words and the love of your penetration and your heart have the ability to be able to penetrate others. Vayigash Elav Yehuda means that first Yehuda had to work within himself to be able to muster up those feelings, and then he was able to get it into Yosef as well. And that's the exact idea. If you look a few psukim later, in Memdal Lamed Beis, Ki Avdecha Orav Esanar Meim Avi Leimor, your servant Yehuda was saying, "Me, I am the guarantor towards my father. I'm going to be forever sinful, forever at the end of the day guilty." Says the Tefer Shulma, what does this mean? Ki Avdecha Orav Esanar Meim Avi. He says it's a remez that we have to be careful to not only care for each other, not only daven for our own davenings, but we daven for our friends' davenings. Remesh yuko echa chai lispol gam avur chaveira v'lo raka atzmo. Ki avdecha orev es anar meim avi sheba shemayim. Each one of us are dependent, and we have to be loyal and caring for each other. That's what the Tefer Shlomo says here. Ki avdecha orev es anar. So Rav David HaKatzke v'ayom v'yigash ilav, the words had to penetrate from his heart, and once he mustered it from his heart, then it will penetrate others. And then a few psukim later, says the Tefer Shlomo, Yehuda understood that he was telling Yosef on a much deeper level that it's not only just me, a poor Jew has to care for every single person. And finally, Yosef's heart is also penetrated. For lo yachol Yosef lisapik, says the Shem Yishmuel, what changed that Yosef wasn't able to hold himself back? What was the transformation? What changed? Says the Shem Yishmuel, that the whole point of the Mechiras Yosef was a lack of Avos Yisrael. It was a lack of seeing and caring for someone who was different. Now that Yehuda is ready, Vayigash Elav, Vayavdech Orev Esanar, he has all these feelings of great love and great charata and regret for having sold his brother. Yosef knew it was time now, that the tikkun was full. It was time now to reveal himself. Because at the end of the day, that's what it was all about. The whole Rishon is filled with this Avos Yisrael. Starting like Yashi Love Yehuda, but says Rav of Kutsk, it had to come from him. Says Tefer Shlomo, Ki Avdecha Orev Esanar. Yehuda was telling Yosef, it's not only you care to daven for yourself, you daven for others. And finally, when a person has that love and has that care for others, it penetrates everyone as well. And Yosef understood, and Yosef felt that. Yosef felt that from Yehuda. And therefore, he was not able to hold back his true identity anymore. Beautiful idea from the Shem Yishmuel, the Redovet of Kutz to Ver Shomo, and the Shem Yishmuel, Shem Yizoch Bez Hashem, to have these tremendous feelings of Ahava, for care for each other, and to rouse them up, even if we don't have them, to rile ourselves up with it, to be able to make sure that we feel other people's pain, especially the things going on in Eretz Yisrael. And when the Rebbeinu Hashem sees that we truly care for each other, that will arouse him as well, Bez Hashem. We'll be zocher to be together in Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. Good Shabbos.